Then by Bilam, then the oh hold of Bechorim, the Rashi brings the Chazal, it says that he Betzem wanted to use non-conventional warfare against Klal Yisrael. He wanted to use the Perek Hadibur, the title Klal Yisrael. So Rosh Bova said, me the Kenegi Mika, you took the umdas of Klal Yisrael. Our power is not through the army. Our power is through Tefillah and Bakosha. So praise Hashem, it's a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we makab ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings Yeshuas in everything we need in life. Bilam, instead of using Esav's Mahalach, Al-Khal B'chot Tichyeh, to use the sword, he used the Koich HaDibur, he used the Koich of speech to try to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem said that you took the umdas of Klal Yisrael to try to curse Klal Yisrael. Now, kind of the punishment, you're going to get the punishment not through the umdas of Klal Yisrael, but through the umdas of Umat HaOlam with the Cheret. And that's why he was killed by his sword. He was not killed by the some proclamation or something like that. So upon him, Machasikos, that we have an umdas, we have a very precious tool that can produce everything more than the Cheret. What's the most powerful thing? Today, the most powerful sword is most probably called a hydrogen bomb. Please drop it and you can feel a million people in one shot. That's the most powerful thing we can have. Our tefillah is more powerful than that. And the way we keep it strong is, kamufan, to try to have some kavon in tefillah, and also to use our Perek HaDibur properly. If we say only good things, then the Perek HaDibur produces all the results. If we use our words, the Perek HaDibur, for saying Loshon Hara, from the Talmud, speaking to Ngavni, whatever it may be, little Torah, then it's poige, it takes that sharp sword, the bomb, and doesn't give the Koyach to do what it can do. So, we should be able to take advantage of our Perek HaDibur. Today's a special day, it's Friday. Oh, Friday. I didn't mention it for a while because I thought everybody got it. Kind of rare we don't realize it. This is Friday, you sharpen the sword, you put extra plutonium in the thing, you give it extra places. If you appreciate what you have, take advantage of it, then we can have Mitzvah Hashem. The thing we need to bring the Geula is Libra, Torah, Tzvila. Those are two of the wonderful major things. We appreciate our Torahs, we take advantage of them. Mechazik them. And Mitzvah Hashem, we have the Geula, the Heir, the Amen.